This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Before storms hit the state of Iowa on Monday, farmers were dealing with favorable weather conditions, which allow growers to get a lot of seed in the ground and begin thinking about dealing with post-emergence weeds. We will hear more from Ryan Stephenson, branch manager with Helena Ag, next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Ryan Stephenson is a branch manager with Helena Agra Enterprises in Guthrie Center and Adair, Iowa, and covers western Iowa. He says that when preparing for tough-to-deal-with weeds this growing season, one weed is always top of mind.
You know, it's been very consistent the last, I'll say, 10, 15 years. Water hemp is the major small-seeded broadleaf that we are dealing with in both corn and soybean production, as well as a few large-seeded broadleafs, you know, your velvet leaf buttonweeds, cockleburrs, lamb's quarter. Those are the ones that seem to be the hard to control. But we also can't forget about, you know, some grass control in the crop. So we struggle a little bit with all of those things, but certainly the water hemp is the one that keeps all of us up at night and is rapidly changing in the field.
Stephenson says that trait innovations from seed partners have delivered flexibility to growers in dealing with tough-to-control resistant weeds. He adds that adjuvants have also given farmers the tools to optimize herbicide activity.
And we've also made some great strides with, call it the ability to get product into the plant and move it where it needs to be properly. So I mean, looking at proper adjuvants, we use a product called Czar that has a oil surfactant that helps to get adhesion and then get penetration into the leaf structure. We have a new one that we're using with Liberty this year called Cohort. That is going to be a product that's specifically designed for glufosinate or Liberty and kind of replacing that dry AMS product that has been used for a lot of years with some advantages in a liquid form.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.